Well, this is kind of interesting.
We're going to dip down to about -9 throughout the day, and then it's going to get even colder for tonight. We're talking now winter weather, -28. Make sure you plug it in before you head off to bed tonight, because it may not start tomorrow. The Evan Bray Show coming up at 8:36 this morning. Evan joins me right now. Evan, your favorite Christmas movie?
Well, that's easy, although I've probably got a couple, but I love the movie Love Actually. I think we watch Love Actually every Christmas and have probably since it came out. I noticed last night I was had a few things I was trying to get done at home, and Jody was had Elf on in the background, which is a really good Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of those put your mind in neutral and just enjoy the movie kind of movies. But anyway, she had that on. But I also remember growing up, Shaq, my grandpa loved the movie It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, cool.
And yeah. And we would often go over to Grandma and Grandpa's sometime close to or around Christmas, and inevitably we would end up watching that movie with them. So that's where I would go. What about you?
Coincidentally, just real quickly, It's a Wonderful Life, number one movie all time this year
for
on
you
list. No, oh, this is, this on the is on a oh. list.
Oh, yes. Okay, so well, it's amazing how many people, especially younger people, haven't seen that movie.
Yeah.
And it's, I feel like it's one of those movies that does stand the test of time. You can watch that movie today, and you know, despite the cinematography and stuff is a little bit different, I mean, it's a great Christmas movie.
Well,
no doubt about it.
For me, it's all about timing of December. So there are some movies I will watch that are when you're further out from Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, yep. As I get closer to Christmas, like Christmas Eve, it's always a tradition. Everybody goes to bed. I stay up, little eggnog, little rum, watching Scrooge. The original one. Like, we're talking original one.
Yeah. Well, that's funny you say that, because I've got a buddy who, he and his family watch Lethal Weapon every Christmas. And you wouldn't think that's a Christmas movie, but it is set at Christmas time.
That's
and
right.
That's what they do at lunchtime on Christmas Day when they get together.
Oh, the old diehard Lethal Weapon argument, right?
Yeah, that's right.
On your show today, this is very interesting. They have found an ocean of hydrogen in Saskatchewan underneath.
Yeah, it's really interesting, because of course hydrogen is very abundant, the most abundant element actually in the universe. And if you take away the challenges with extraction, because that's ultimately the challenge right now, is it's still fairly costly to extract. It's abundant, it's renewable, it checks lots of boxes when you're talking about energy production. So there is a new company here in Saskatchewan, Max Power Mining Corporation, that has fired up a hydrogen well here in Saskatchewan. They found, as you just said, lots of hydrogen. I've got the CEO of that corporation coming on to talk about, you know, what are the challenges breaking into this market. In all of the other energy, you know, how much are we talking now, Shaq, about making Canada an energy superpower? So this is an interesting addition to that conversation.
All right. It's coming up at 8:36 this morning. Evan Bray Show. Evan, have a great show.
Good stuff. Thanks, Shaq.